I'm telling you right now, nobody knows what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, what famous movie is this quote from? Tie tie in the wind, tie tie chickabee, tie tie in the wind. No one on the show knows, and I'm pissed. You know what it is. 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll put you on the air. You can tell me what movie that is from. If you know, tie tie in the wind, Joe, tie tie in the wind.
This has been another random thought inside Alex Clark's head.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
After Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to an MMA fight, Justin Bieber is now backtracking and says he was just playing around. Oh, little baby got scared. Bieber said he had just watched an interview of Tom Cruise, and so he had him on his mind when he made the bizarre tweet. Justin Bieber did admit that if the fight were to happen, he would need to get in shape because Tom Cruise would beat his butt. Yes, he would.
Ah!
Chris Daughtry's wife, Deanna, has revealed that she is bisexual. Deanna has been keeping her sexuality to herself for years, but recently said in an interview with People magazine, "I was hiding and shutting down a part of myself. As I built these walls up to protect myself, I was creating a prison, and I couldn't fully experience life, and people couldn't fully experience me, and it's all based on fear." Daughtry says he's known since they started dating, even knowing that Deanna had been in a serious relationship with a woman, and says, "I didn't care. I didn't feel threatened. I wanted her to be happy and who she was and not hide that or be ashamed."
No wonder Chris Daughtry's coming home.
The phone lines are blowing up. People know.
All right.
They know the movie quote.
Samantha, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What is it?
Nell with Jodie Foster?
Yes, say it with me.
I don't even think I can.
Tie-tie in the wind.
Hey, hooray.
But wait, hold on.
What you don't know Nell with Jodie Foster?
No, what are you actually saying so I can try to do it in that
See
way?
See if somebody else knows.
All right, thank you for the call, Samantha. Nikki's on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you know what Alex is talking about?
Absolutely, it's Nell.
Can you say the quote?
I'll try. So, tay-tay in the wind.
Wait, are you saying tay-tay in the wind?
Yeah, but what she means, it's this woman. Okay, explain the movie Nell to Joe. It's this lady that was like, she grew up being raised like in the forest, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And then like some detective or somebody finds her and she just grew up in the forest. So she's raised by wolves or whatever. And so she has a weird language that nobody else speaks. And it's about her kind of getting reacclimated back into society. Into her language, she's saying like trees sway in the wind. But she's saying tie tie in the wind.
And I knew exactly what you were talking
yes!
about.
Yes, you guys are the real ones.
The real crazy ones. Hey, thank you, Nikki, for calling in.
Joe, it is a great movie with Jodie Foster. You have to watch it today.
Let me see if I can do it justice. Here we go.
Tay-tay in the wind. Very good.
Thank you. Thanks for all your calls. Thanks, Nikki, Cynthia, and Troy. We're going to continue on with the garbage, but thanks for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX.
I love it. This week is the 25th anniversary, by the way, of the day that O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman were murdered. Ron Goldman's sister, Kim, talked to GMA and said that she once saw O.J. Simpson in a parking lot and almost got revenge.
A couple years after the verdict, I saw him walking across the parking lot, or what I believed was him. I was by myself in my car, and I saw that gate, that little gate that I'd been following for so many years. And I have the engine, and I gripped the steering wheel thinking I could take him out right here and nobody would know. But
that's not you.
No, and I would never do that to my dad, but that's not me, you're right. It was just a fleeting moment, but it happened for sure.
That's crazy.
I know. And before Game 7 last night in the, what is it, baseball? What are we on?
NHL Stanley Cup Finals, the Blues.
Oh, NHL, yes, so hockey?
Yes, hockey.
Okay, all right. So Jenna Fischer, who played Pam on The Office, talked about, she was at this game, because what was it, the St. Louis game or something?
Yeah, Game 6, yep.
Well, this said,
or before, yeah.
Before Game 7.
Yep.
So she was there or something. They had her as a special guest. And so she had something funny to say about a longtime feud she had with her castmate, John Krasinski, who played Jim on The Office.
Let me tell you something. This feud has been going on for a long time between us, because when we were shooting the show, the Red Sox and the Cardinals were in the World Series. And Phyllis and I, Phyllis is from St. Louis, we would be in my trailer cheering for the Cardinals. And he had BJ and Steve Carell in his trailer cheering for the Red Sox, and they swept us in four, and it is my turn. All right, it is my turn to rub it in his face. So let's go, Blue.
As the biggest fan of The Office maybe ever, I absolutely loved that, and now all of a sudden I like sports.
There
hockey,
you go.
I guess.
Whatever it takes.
Coming up in less than an hour, did Khloe Kardashian get Tristan Thompson to cheat on his first baby mama with her?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.